The mood of the polling stations was very exciting. People were very happy to cast their votes. It is important to note that these elections were delayed over 2 years, so people expected it, and it was over long due. So people were very excited that they were finally able to cast their votes and elect a president and a political party. People were queuing in the lineup smoothly with no troubles visibly there. Although there was very long queues, some of the people started queuing at the very early morning, in the morning, and waited hours and hours to cast their votes.
And what are the key policy agendas of the three main candidates?
During the campaign rallies, the three political parties were mostly campaigning on different agendas in terms of economy, foreign affairs, recognition, peace and security. The political association is also on the same page. Although there are not that much difference in terms of ideology between the political parties and contenders in Somaliland, they have some differences in relation to the economy, security, peace and other issues. The opposition parties are very critical to the government's handling of the economy, but they're also very critical to the government's approach on security and peace. The government, the ruling party candidate, is running a platform of defense and military and depicted himself as a person who is stronghold, a person who is very strong in defending Somaliland from external enemies.
What does this election mean for people in Somaliland?
This election is very important for Somaliland. First, it is important because of the delays and extension of terms people were expecting in a very long period of time. So it is very important in that aspect. Also, it is a way Somaliland showcases its democratic credentials in a region that is often troubled by insecurity and authoritarian rulers. It is exercise of democratic processes, and it is very important that people are able to vote for someone amid economic problems, high unemployment and insecurity in the eastern regions of Somaliland.
How do the people see the future in getting recognition?
The issue of recognition is often very important for Somaliland, but it wasn't in the top priority for the people in this time. It is the economy and peace and security that are at the top priority of the voters due to the political controversy that existed in Somalia in the last 2 years, COVID-19 and other problems. The economy isn't good. There is a high rate of unemployment. There is insecurity in the eastern region of Somaliland. These are the matters that are in the minds of the people, particularly the youth, who are very worried of the economy and employment. But often, of course, the issue of recognition is unimportant. That is being mentioned by the political leaders who each claim that they have a better policy to get recognition or to secure recognition for Somaliland.